This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today in Amsterdam at the wonderful Dutch PHP conference put on by my friends at iBuildings. This is DPC 12, and it is my great pleasure to have my friend, Mr. Michelangelo Van Dam. Say hi, Mike.
Hi.
Now, Mike, I'm just going to dive right in. You are the leader of one of the more unique PHP user groups out there, PHP Benelux. You guys move around a lot. You move your meeting between cities in the region. Tell us a little bit about that and how that works out for you.
Well, first of all, we always had the idea of bringing PHP to the developers instead of trying to get developers to PHP. And because of the big differences in traffic conditions, possible working conditions, we said if we move around, we have more likely more new attendees to our meetings. We might have some interests of local businesses that say, hey, this is a great opportunity for us to promote ourselves as being involved with PHP. And also for getting to learn the country itself. It was a great opportunity.
Now, do you have many users that follow you from city to city, or do most of the developers just wait till you guys come to town and then go to that meeting?
Well, we do have like what we call the hardcore core of attendees, and whenever there is a meeting, they'll always are there, especially if we have one in Belgium, because Belgium is not really that big. But we also have most of the time just local developers coming to our meetings if we're in a particular area. And it's always nice to meet new people, get introduced with new businesses, and extend our own network of people that we can invite for conferences and for events that we organize, for instance, PHP Test Fest or Backend Days, and whatsoever.
Now, just recently, a friend of ours, Raphael Van Dam, Raphael Domes, has started up a user group in Amsterdam. Now, does that compete with you guys? Is he taking away from y'all?
No, he's actually extending our reach, basically, because our reach is to bring knowledge and best practices to PHP developers. And the reason why he started PHP Amsterdam is because of his own situation. He lives and works in Amsterdam, and therefore he only has a bicycle and doesn't have a car to move around. So he's always depending on public transport. And just like him, many other developers in Amsterdam have the same situation. So it makes more sense for him to start something in within the city region for people to attend to than having those people come to a meeting in a city that's not really far away, like Utrecht. Because for most of the developers here, that's beyond the city, and the objective that Raphael had was to be like an extension of PHP Benelux, and whenever we are organizing something in within the city region of Amsterdam, he will not do something with Amsterdam PHP at this point, but he will just be like a part of PHP Benelux at that point.
Yeah, and I love that he actually has that on the About Us page for PHP Amsterdam. He says, you know, our job is to support PHP Benelux and what's the other group?
The PF Freaks.
Yeah. As you know, anytime they're in Amsterdam, he supports them. But then when they're not, he wants to have something for the Amsterdam locals. And
exactly.
I appreciate his bringing that whole community aspect in there.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job.
And he was also asking us for permission before he even started with this. And he was like, yeah, do you think it's going to be an intrusion for what you guys are doing? And I said, no. I mean, this is exactly what we're looking for, because we know of these issues that some developers are so stuck within a particular region that they are not able to move away from that region. And well, we need to visit several cities in a year, but we can only do this 12 cities in a year, and means that we sometimes have to skip a city.
Well, that's great, and Raphael's doing a great job. Hey, let's take a second. I want to talk about our sponsor. You know, Liz Nairmore. And the whole crew over at Orchestra have been, and Engine Yard have been gracious enough to sponsor Voices of the Elephant for this season. And so we'll give them a shout out and talk a little bit about their service. I mean, the website says they're a platform as a service, but really when you cut through all the marketing crap, what that really means is they make it dead simple to deploy applications into productions. I mean, you just attach your Git or your SVN repo to your account, and when you tag something for production, it automatically gets pulled live. You just can't get any simpler than that. They manage everything for you. You don't have to connect to your server and update Apache or PHP or MySQL or anything like that. They handle that for you. All you have to do is set an account and then start creating awesome. If you've not taken a look at Orchestra, visit the website, engineyard.com/orchestra, and check it out. Sign up for their free service and just put your pet project there. Everybody's got a pet project you're playing with. Put your pet project on Orchestra and play with it. You'll get a taste of the power and flexibility that Orchestra gives you without having to invest anything in it. So check out Orchestra today at engineyard.com/orchestra. Okay, Mike. Let's talk about the conference, because you know me, I've been doing conferences for 5-6 years now, and
yes.
Just really love PHP conferences, and I've always had a soft spot in my heart for PHP Benelux, but quite honestly, you guys have grown beyond the little regional conference. I mean, when I first talked to you and Felix about it, I'm like, oh, cool, they're going to set up a regional conference, that's great. And I always look at it as the regional conferences serve a very important role to feed speakers and attendees into the larger conferences, but you guys are becoming that larger conference. So tell us a little bit about it and some of the things that you've learned by hosting a conference.
Well, as you mentioned, you were at the birth of PHP Benelux conference in a train ride somewhere in the UK. we all had this idea of let's do a conference for the Belgian area, and because we were PHP Benelux, we didn't want to compete towards the Dutch PHP conference, which the conference we are right now. But what we really wanted to do is to have a PHP technical conference for all the developers within the Benelux area. And at first we thought, okay, we need to have some international speakers coming in to draw in the audience and to sell tickets, because that was our main goal, is to get an even balance between our expenses and also the attendees coming in. But we soon found out that people were coming from beyond the borders of the Belgium, Netherlands and Luxembourg area, and we were not really prepared for that, because like you said, we were starting a local conference, and nowadays we had at the beginning of this year our third edition, and it was phenomenal. We had international speakers coming from all various places in the world. We had people coming from all various places of the world. And everyone wanted to be there, and that was something that okay, I have to admit, it does please us that everyone is really trying their best to come there. But yeah, it means that we're doing something right for the community, and that is just the motivation that we need to keep on doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And if we serve the local audience, then we already have achieved our goal. If we go beyond that local audience, then yeah, that is just a bonus that we get along the way.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, how can you go wrong with beer in a bowling alley for a PHP conference? But I mean, you guys really have. Now, tell me, what's been the most interesting thing that you've learned in putting on now three conferences?
Well, the first conference, because we're conference noobs, we actually had to learn from our mistakes. That's the first thing that you do. You make a lot of mistakes, and you need to learn from them. The second year, we were a little bit better organized, but we didn't actually apply the tools that made everything work smoothly. So we need to improve on that. And this third year, it really went smoothly. Everyone within our team, because you mentioned I'm the leader of PHP Benelux, but I'm just the public face of the community. We're a team with six dedicated staff members, and everyone is having their own role within that organization. And we now already have dedicated people you're assigned with this particular task, and this is what you will focus upon until we reach the conference. And we have seen that making our organization run as a company, if it's just only for a conference, works as well as we would run a normal company.
That's very interesting. And you brought up something that I did the opening keynote at Tech this year.
Yes.
And one of the points that I brought out is almost all of the successful PHP user groups that I know of are a team.
Yes.
They're not just a person.
No, no.
Because it really takes a team to run a group,
yeah,
and to run a conference. And it sounds like you've got a great one there. So.
Yeah, we. I mean, I'm just blessed with the team that we have. The reason that I'm the public face is that Felix and I started the PHP Belgium user group back in 2008, mm-hmm. And it merged along with the Dutch user group in 2009 and became PHP Benelux. But as the originator, basically, they said, well, okay, you become the public face, but that's about it. I mean, mm-hmm. Everyone is heavily involved. I'm doing just the amount of work that anyone else on the team does. And like you say, it requires a good team. We're with six. Maybe you can pull it off with four people. Mm-hmm. But you need to have people involved in this. Also, at the conference itself, you need to depend on volunteers, because if you have to run everything yourself, by the time you reach the first evening, you're in your bed completely drained, because it takes a lot of energy during the conference.
Oh, absolutely.
And we can depend on some very good volunteers that are always there every year. And that makes our whole idea of setting up a conference a whole lot easier, because now we as an organization can focus on what needs to be arranged with the venue, with the speakers, with the catering, and the whole nine yards, while the volunteers make sure that the rooms are in order, that the speakers arrive in the rooms on time, that everyone knows how to work the air conditioning, how to work the lights, and we don't have to bother with that. We can focus on other things.
Yeah.
And that makes the whole organization really worthwhile.
That's cool. Well, yeah, and that kind of transitions into our third question, because you do have so many good volunteers, but this is not just limited to PHP Benelux. The PHP community as a whole, I find to be a very giving community. And you and I are both bouncing around the PHP community for quite some time now, and I know you've met people, but tell me why should someone be part of the PHP community?
Well, first of all, by coming to a conference or just by going to a user group meeting, you will learn new things, best practices, stuff that you might not have learned if you're sitting in the office all day. Secondly, you will get to know other people, other developers, and extend your network. And this allows you to, if you're somewhere in a pickle and you need some extra hands on a particular project, you at least have some people that you can talk to, and they also have references, and that is your interactive network. Secondly, or thirdly, what I do find very important is that because you come here to the conference or you come to a user group meeting, the knowledge that you see there, you can bring back to home to your office and share this with your colleagues. And just by doing this little thing, you're already extending the community as you are. And that is just the easiest way to get involved with the community. Mm-hmm. The second part is that there are a lot of open source projects, projects you might use within your business, within your company, for running projects for your customers. If you see a bug, don't fix it and keep it local. Commit it back to the project that you're working on, mm-hmm. Because this allows you to, whenever there's an update, the fix will be in the update. Secondly, other people that might also experience the same issue, you help them because you fixed the problem in the first place. So that is the second thing you can do to be part of that community. Mm-hmm. Another part is, and this is probably the most heard thing that people find frustrating from the PHP community, is the lack of good documentation. And don't get me wrong, PHP has great documentation. Mm-hmm. The php.net website is the reference for many other projects, mm-hmm. And other frameworks and projects have very good documentation. But the documentation is either limited in scoping or is outdated or doesn't have the correct translations. Mm-hmm. So if you're seeing documentation that you say, okay, I need to update this, or I need to make another translation for my colleagues because they don't speak the language, well, then the easiest way to do this is make the translation and send it back to the project. A, you're helping the project, and B, you're doing a great thing for the community.
Absolutely.
And this in total is what I call the interaction that you should have to be part of the community. Mm-hmm. And by just giving something back to that community, it gives you such a great feeling, because you go like, hey, I've done this, you know? And
you feel like you belong to the community once you start participating in it.
Well, for me, it wasn't really, at first it wasn't really the feeling to be part of the community. It was more like, hey, I gave something back to the project that actually gave me so much for all these years. Mm-hmm. It was like paying off, like, hey, I was able to try and use this, and now I'm paying in, you know?
Yeah.
And what was also the thing that I found interesting is that within the community, if you're part of it, you make friends for life. Mm-hmm. It's, we call it a family, other people call it uncles and aunts, but you're so great if you see each other at a conference. You will get to know old friends, and you will meet new friends, and you're extending a network of people that you can contact whenever you are stuck with a problem. You have these back channels that can help you out in any given situation.
And that is one of the great things about it.
That is one of the advantages, to be at least part of it, of the communities. Let people know that you're interested, that you want to be involved, and whenever you need some assistance, and they're more than happy to assist you.
Yep. Okay. Well, Mike, I want to thank you for taking the time. Last question I always ask everybody. What we've talked about your local user group, but what's the name and what's the URL?
Well, the user group is PHP Benelux, uh-huh. and the URL is phpbenelux.eu.
Okay.
And the conference website is conference.phpbenelux.eu.
Awesome. We'll throw links to that in the show notes. Mike, I want to thank you for everything you do for the PHP community.
Well, it's my pleasure, Cal. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.